bracing for another night of attacks. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Air raid sirens sounding again in Kyiv as the Russian assault continues on Ukraine. This woman spoke with Fox's Neil Cavuto from a bomb shelter in the city.
The aggressor, Russia, attacked Ukraine without any reason for this, simply because they want us to be their territory. And they couldn't take us by any talks or, you know, something like this. They decided to take us by force.
President Biden authorizing another $350 million in military aid and is fending off criticism that the sanctions on Russia won't have an immediate impact.
There's no sanction that is immediate. It's not like you can sanction someone and say you no longer are going to be able to be the president of Russia.
The president on the No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen podcast. There are reports Russia had expected to be deeper into Ukraine by now.
At a Pentagon briefing, a senior defense official said Russia is clearly taken aback and frustrated by the strength of the Ukrainian forces, specifically by the lack of momentum in the last 24 hours. There's no indication Russia has gained the upper hand in the sky, meaning no air superiority. The U.S. continues to see neighborhoods and homes in Ukraine damaged, despite Russia saying civilians were not hit.
Fox's David Spunt. A manhunt in Las Vegas after an altercation early this morning at a hookah lounge led to gunfire.
We estimate currently there were 14 people that were shot during this incident. They were transported to various hospitals, to include UMC and Sunrise Hospital. Unfortunately, one of those victims has died, and two remain in critical condition.
Las Vegas Police Captain Dory Corin. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Protests in the U.S. and globally today against Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Vladimir Putin. Last night in Times Square, protesters unfurled a large Ukrainian flag and held placards demanding an end to the war. There was also a protest in Santa Monica, California. This Ukrainian woman was there with a tearful plea.
I want really someone to cover it, to save our airspace. We need help. Ukraine needs help.
Some of the crowd burned Russian flags. Others held pictures of Putin wearing an Adolf Hitler-type mustache. Actor Jussie Smollett files to have his conviction for staging a hate crime thrown out.
Attorneys for Jussie Smollett claim the court made a list of errors that violated his constitutional rights. So they're asking a Chicago judge to toss out his conviction for staging a hate crime or grant him a new trial. Smollett claims he was attacked by two Trump-loving homophobic men in January 2019. The jury, however, believed prosecutors, who said the Empire actor staged the attack for publicity. Smollett's set to be sentenced in 2 weeks and could get up to 15 years in prison. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
It's another case of cops tracking down a suspect after the guy they were looking for posted on social media.
TikTok helping Michigan cops identify a serial robber. Dearborn, Michigan police say Chosen Hannah was spotted in a TikTok video wearing white Nike shoes with red accents, the shoes matching those worn during four armed robberies. Police say Hannah's signature purple and pink hair also helped them identify him. Cops say that when they nabbed him, Hannah admitted to the stick-ups. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.